Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. Current Nicolet High School students are getting a musical education from those who came before them. This week, 2004 alumna violinist Hannah Hurwitz came back to the school to be part of the music department's Artist in Residence program.
She's mentoring the school orchestra in preparation for tonight's world premiere of a new modern concerto called The Little Bird. It's composed by another alum, assistant professor of composition at the University of New Orleans, Yotam Haber.
Haber explains to Lake Effect's Mayon Silver why it's so cool that high school students at his alma mater are now playing modern classical compositions.
When I was in high school, I didn't even know that composers still existed. I thought they were a breed that had died in the 19th century. And so I was exposed to contemporary music through an art teacher at Nicolet High School, and started realizing that, yes, living composers did exist, and that that was something I really wanted to do. I mean, I think that when kids study art appreciation, we consider that a pretty normal pursuit, and yet studying new music appreciation isn't really heard of. I think that it enriches us, makes us better people, no matter what field we later go into.
That is interesting to have an art teacher expose you to music in Nicolet.
Yeah, it really was. It was a special influence for me. He was an art teacher who was really, really into contemporary music and would just loan me CDs from his collection. It just really blew my mind.
And you'd say that that was the beginning, the nutshell of you getting into contemporary compositions?
I was convinced that I needed to be a composer from a young age, around 10 or so, when I my parents bought me a cassette that had The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky on one side of it and Benjamin Britten's A Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra on the other side of the tape. And I would listen to them incessantly and thought, I can do that.
That is cool. With this new composition, this Little Bird composition, what is it like having high school students play it? I mean, what are the special criteria for, I mean, did you think about them in mind that
Absolutely.
You were going back to Nicolet?
Absolutely. I thought a lot about how to create a piece. It's a concerto, actually. It's a Little Bird concerto. It's a little violin concerto written for an alumna of Nicolet, Hannah Hurwitz, who's come back to work with the students as well. And I have known Hannah for several years. She is one of the best violinists around, and she also specializes in contemporary music. So I knew that I could throw her anything, and she'd be able to do it. And at the same time, I wanted to do something that would be fun and challenging for high school musicians without dumbing down the music in any way, without making it feel like music for kids. I wanted to write a serious piece of music because I take them very seriously. And yet, I didn't want to overwhelm them. So it was a real balancing act of how much can I give them and yet letting them succeed. I don't want them to fail, of course. So they've been working very hard this semester preparing, and I came to listen for the first time this week. I came from New Orleans, and I was really amazed at how much they've accomplished. They are really entering my sound world, a very alien sound world, I think, to most of the students. And they're doing it with great, great enthusiasm and seriousness. They understand that every single one of their parts is important. It's a concerto for a small orchestra and violin and harp, and yet I don't treat the members of the orchestra like one big monolithic group. Violins, cellos, violas. Instead, every violin has their own separate job. Every cello has their own separate job. So they feel, I think, empowered that their part really matters and they need to step up to play it because they matter. They can't just be wallflowers in this piece.
What are some of the responses that you're getting from the students, like when you went and listened? What did they tell you about it afterwards?
Well, a few students actually thanked me for coming and for writing this piece. And, you know, it's not that much talking, but it's a lot of, I saw the reaction while playing, how deeply they were engaged with the piece, that it was a serious business for them. And I remember when I was at Nicolet, a composer had come to work with us, had written a piece. And I remember that feeling of just pure joy that someone had written something for us. That was exciting.
So Little Bird, tell me about the germination of this concerto, and also what are some of the soundscapes that the students are exploring into?
Well, the name comes from a lullaby, a Yiddish lullaby called Schlaf mein Vögele, which means sleep, my little bird. And it's a lullaby that my wife and I have been singing to our little daughters since they were born. It's a tune that's kind of ingrained in our heads. And so this piece is dedicated to our little girls and to my wife. And the piece itself is this very intimate, little, quiet lullaby, in effect. And the orchestra envelops the soloist with, I would say, night sounds of the night. And they are exploring what sometimes referred to as extended techniques, ways of playing their instruments that have been discovered or explored in the last 50 to 100 years, very different from the way that, say, Tchaikovsky used the string instrument, new ways of producing sounds. And as I started to write it, Jamin Hoffman, the conductor, asked me, would you write it not just for string orchestra, but also include harp? And as I began writing it, I realized that the harp part was integral, and it sort of morphed from being a little violin concerto to being a concerto for harp and violin. And the harp is constantly in dialogue with the violinist to produce almost like a meta instrument, an instrument that's morphed from the violin and the harp together. They're almost always playing as if they were fused to each other.
So speaking of the harp, we'll listen to a clip from a harp student at Nicolet. Her name is Callie Green. She's first playing her harp traditionally, and then she demonstrates some of the ways you asked her to play the instrument, like, for example, using a honey stir between the strings. Here she is.
I have honey stirrers here. What he has me doing in the beginning part of the piece is to put them in between my strings, like that, and then pull it, make that noise. And also we have this, which is a super ball. So I do a couple things with it. I can rub it on my soundboard. I'll make that really loud sound. And then also I can rub it on my strings, so. Very dramatic.
They're such fun sounds. Did you engage with the harpist at all when you went to meet with the students?
Absolutely. And the harp is, for me, a deeply mysterious and gorgeous instrument. And as I was writing the harp part, I worked closely with one of the great harp players in Louisiana to make sure that everything was feasible, doable, and there was some back and forth even with the harp player here at Nicolet High School, just to make sure that things work. I as you heard in that clip, I use some some strange devices that normally aren't associated with a harp. I ask the harp player to find wooden honeycomb stirrers, honey stirrers, and stick them into the strings of the instrument and pull on them, creating this crazy twanging sound. And I asked her to use a super ball, which is a kind of a rubber bouncy ball, which she rubs along the body of the harp. So those are techniques that aren't heard that often in the harp. So
it must be kind of fun for them to do that, you know?
I think so.
Yeah. And in coming up with these compositions and these new ways of playing instruments, is it kind of improvisation on your end? Like you're trying out different sounds, you know, there's kind of an influence of jazz almost in your compositions?
I would say that a composer doesn't exist in a vacuum. Wherever a composer happens to be influences that composer, whether they like it or not. The fact that I now am based in Louisiana, New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, I'm sure has an effect on me. The piece does not leave a lot of room for improvisation. The students really are doing what I want them to do. However, you're right in saying that I think the act of composition involves an element of play. You go into your studio and you just play and figure things out and try things out and go forwards and go backwards and erase and create. And that element, there is an element of improvisation. It's sort of like writing a book or a story, I imagine, where you edit. Editing becomes a large part of writing music.
Now that you're having a world premiere of The Little Bird, if it's warmly received, will there be a world tour?
I hope so. I would like to say that it is no small thing that Nicolay commissioned this work and shows a great, great commitment to contemporary music, something that we barely see in schools with not contemporary, just regular old music. We see so few programs. The fact that Nicolay is not only committed to music but to bringing contemporary music to light is incredible, is totally amazing. And of course, I hope that this piece has a life now, begin that this is just the beginning of the work, but I am totally overjoyed that my alma mater has made this piece happen.
Yotam Haber is a composer, assistant professor of composition at the University of New Orleans, and a 1994 alum of Nicolay High School. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver.
There is a world premiere of his composition, Little Bird, by 2004 Nicolay alum, violinist Hannah Hurwitz, and the Nicolay Orchestra at the high school at 7 p.m. tonight.